New York State is among one of the most environmentally restrictive states with regard to passing legislation for fertilizer and pesticide use, and so no surprise that creates a lot of interest in alternative approaches to managing turf, particularly in the organic range. We've been kind of in the middle of this, myself and my colleague Marty Petrovic, now for the last decade at least, over this issue, and have really tried to bring some science to it. This is actually a picture taken at the Bethpage State Park, where we've been conducting kind of non-chemical and alternative approaches to managing putting greens without pesticides. And one of the treatments we implemented was actually some research-based information that indicated compost blankets going into the wintertime was a way to suppress snow mold. And you can see there's a fair amount of challenges with this kind of technology. But what I do here is just to give you some ideas that we hear a lot of things in New York about supposed alternatives to chemical pesticides, alternatives to synthetic fertilizers, and of course compost tends to be right at the top of the list. But there's a number of other microbial inoculant type products that are out there that we try to bring some science to. Now, one of the problems in doing this work is that there is literally no money to do it. The study I'm going to report to you on today, we were provided a very little bit amount of funding from one of the companies early on that got us through maybe a third of the first growing season. They were kind enough to supply the materials, and then we conducted the work for the next 2.5 years basically on funds that we were generating in other areas. Now, one of the challenges in using composts, particularly traditional compost, is when you apply it, you know, in this case with a blanket, we were putting it down and then trying to physically remove it, and you can see where the arrow is here that we were having a difficult time doing it and creating a layering problem, which then further complicated soil physical properties of this particular putting surface. One of the things we noticed was kind of a byproduct of this, and this has been something we've seen consistently with using organic technology, is that it does stimulate microbial activity because you can literally see what happens, but you don't get to select which microbes actually get stimulated for it. There's not a selective way to do it, so it just kind of stimulates what's ever there. And in some cases, like in this case, you can see we, following a couple of years of putting these blankets on and then getting them off, we had excessive fairy ring. We also, because of that layer, experienced really poor drainage at the surface, and we did see in the years after a significantly less dollar spot that I think we would attribute, like Mike Boehm and his group at Ohio State, primarily to maybe a nitrogen effect, a persistent nitrogen effect. Now, compost tea, as we're using to define it for our study, now there's compost extracts, there's all types of ways of pushing water through compost. Our approach is classified as a true tea in that it's the product of showering recirculated water through a porous bag of compost suspended over an open tank with the intent of maintaining aerobic conditions. So this is an aerobic process. There's ways of brewing these teas that are anaerobic. We use the aerobic approach. Our objective was really fairly simple. This is really, I wish I could tell you it was a very complicated study. It really wasn't. We were just trying to simulate what turf grass managers might be doing, to evaluate these two commercially available compost tea systems for microbial content and the effects on turf grass quality and disease control. And we worked with the Soil Food Web people, Paul Wagner on Long Island, to do the evaluation of these samples. We did two studies. One was a disease management study where we applied the material to foliarly so it would persist on the leaves, and the other was for turf grass quality, and that was a drench study. The turf grass quality study was conducted actually on a sand-based putting green with a mixed stand of annual bluegrass creeping bent. We brewed the tea weekly. Every time, you know, once a week, every time we brewed, we took a sample, immediately submitted to the lab to get an analysis of the microbial content of the tea, so we knew what we could be applying. And this is fairly typical to what a turf grass manager would do. They might not sample as much as we did, but this is how they would brew it. The turf grass quality study was conducted as a drench. That's 10 gallons per 1,000. Standard fertilizer control was our check treatment, and it was a randomized complete block. We were maintaining this under typical putting green conditions, mowing at about 3.1 millimeters. The disease management study was a fairway-based trial because that's where we got typically get the most disease. We did everything the same except, in this case, we applied the tea foliarly, literally at a gallon per thousand or 360 liters per hectare, and we have a consistent natural infestation of dollar spot. We started a number of years ago doing product evaluations, and one of the things we learned is it's really important to try to figure out what's in these products. I can tell you it is an enormously painful thing to do, to actually try to figure out what's in a lot of these products. But the compost was fairly straightforward. We sent it off to Hummel and Company. Norm is my neighbor as well as a good colleague here. For a typical compost evaluation, you know, is it mature? What's the pH? What's the organic matter, carbon-nitrogen ratios? And basically it came back that the Earthworks material was much better pH than the North Country Organics. These were the two companies that participated with us. The Earthworks product, though, was significantly lower in organic matter content. This was a blended material of biosolids, yard waste, whereas the North Country Organics was primarily a biosolid-based material. Ash content. The Solvita index is an index of maturity as well as the ammonia, and it was indicating that we had very mature compost here, so no problems there. You put the compost in, and then you have these additives that you put in. And the North Country Organics, Paul Sachs and his group up there, provided these four different additives, the fungal booster, mineral booster, bacterial booster, and micronized humates. And we just went through and did a simple, well, not simple, we took it to our analytical lab and had to figure out a protocol to actually determining the nutrient content, and essentially determined the nutrient content of these additives was fairly low. So this would not be considered a really nutritive-rich compost tea. Now, that would be different depending on the compost and the additives that you used. Now, the Earthworks product, as I'll show you in a second, simply gave me an activator, and we also analyzed that and found it to be very low nutritive value. This was a seaweed-based additive that was used in this for the Earthworks approach. Here's a look at the Earthworks brewer. This is the water tank, and there is an air tank here that's constantly bubbling water through, and then there's a way to elute it into your spray rig. This is the porous bag. Looking down and looking at the side, basically you take the compost, put it in there, put the additives in, and then brew it. Now, we have non-chlorinated water out at our research facility, so we didn't have to aerate it for a little while to burn the chlorine off, as was recommended if you have chlorinated water. We went through probably about 6 to 8 weeks in the first year to get our brew strategies consistent so that we at least knew we would be doing it the same every time. This is a look at what you get from the Earthworks approach. You get a bag of compost and an activator, and it's really simple to do, although this was a fairly small plot thing. If you were doing a larger plot or a wide-scale operation, it might be different. Here's a close look at the compost from the Earthworks approach. This is the North Country brewer, a little bit more of a kind of homemade approach, a PVC pipe with a screen, a fish tank aerator. Here's some of the additives that we put there. We didn't need to brew too much, so we actually brewed it in a 15-gallon pail. This is, in fact, called the Biddy Bobolator. There's a bigger bobolator that they use to brew this thing, and you can see the air going in to maintain aerobic conditions. And foam is good, we learned. This is, of course, an indication that you're getting a fair amount of microbial activity there. This was very typical of what we got with the North Country Organics approach in brewing it this way. We made our applications with nitrogen gas. You can't use CO2 when you're spraying out potential microbes. It compromises their activity. And when just getting to results right away, the turf quality issues immediately showed up in the first year, primarily because the low nutritive value here of the compost teas, after a few weeks, we simply couldn't maintain acceptable quality. So this is our standard fertilizer treatment. So what we would do is we would apply the compost tea in a drench in this case, and then the next day apply the standard fertilizer just to be able to maintain acceptable turf grass quality. The plot condition was declining, and we thought that would compromise any maybe microbial effects we might be able to measure. This is just a snapshot of one of the years of data. This is pretty consistent with what we saw over the 3 years. We did not see a year effect. We had very little significance at all here. You can see immediately where we saw the color, the quality dropping off, primarily because of the lack of nutrition here, compared to our standard fertilizer, which is an ammonium sulfate, an iron sulfate, monoammonium phosphate, and potassium sulfate combination that we apply. Again, typical putting green management conditions. We're not able to maintain acceptable quality without adding the fertilizer like we did then in July. This is data from 1 year looking at the brew process. None of these were significantly different. In other words, there's no significant difference, even though these bars are very different from each other, there's no significant difference between them. And the coefficient of variability is what I want to draw your attention to. The brewing of these teas is where the problem lies. We were incredibly consistent, and yet it was very difficult to maintain consistent brew. This is the active bacterial biomass. This is the total bacterial biomass. You can see we were a little bit more consistent with the North Country Organics, less so with the earthworks. The active fungal biomass, again, indications that you get from the soil food web in an effort to kind of balance these things out in hopes of altering microbial activity in a way, in a favorable way. And then looking at soil microbial activity pre and post. We took initial samples in 2003, and then at the end of the work in 2005, after 3 years of drenching, and we saw no significant differences after three years of doing the tea work, both in bacterial biomass and fungal biomass, total and ratios. Our disease management study, you can see we had good dollar spot pressure. Again, a sampling of our standard fertilizer and the treatments used in this study. Here's the Earthworks tea and the North Country Organics tea every 7 days. And again, the 1 year when we had significant differences, draw your attention just to the teas here. We had some other alternatives in there. You can see we can get 25 to 30% control just from fertilizing the plots on a regular basis. Upwards of 45 to 50 and as high as 65% dollar spot control in 1 year, which was actually very promising. We continued this work and we're not able to repeat the results. Here's what 50 and 65% control looks like. We, you know, did this for 3 years and we're never able to duplicate this effect. So in summary, right to the end fairly quickly, we saw real no effects on turfgrass quality. The effects on disease suppression were evident in one of the 3 years. It was highly variable. This is going to be an issue if this stuff ever decides to get brewed or tries to get a label for pest management claims. Brewing this thing consistently is a real problem, even under the very fastidious conditions we worked under. The results is based, as far as I can tell, because I hear a lot of claims that these things are really good. They're very popular in the lawn care market. Results seem to be based on additives and compost. For what we did, we couldn't see a benefit. And of course, if you're doing it on a large scale, it could be incredibly labor intensive. So, do I have a minute?
Yes. Do you have questions for Dr. Rossi?
Yes, Ron.
Right. And your search for money, did you try the Rodale people
down in Pennsylvania? I did not. The question was, did I try the Rodale people down in Pennsylvania? I did not approach the Rodale people. Do you think that they would be willing to fund this kind of work?
I don't know. I would think they would.
Okay. Yeah, Henry. Question, did we try to speciate anything? We took the samples and sent it to the soil food web because that would be what a typical practitioner would do, and so no, we didn't speciate anything.
Right, we have a question on the teas in the tank when you're applying them. Mm-hmm. Do you have particulate organic matter that would be retained in the tank and possibly cause a problem later when pesticides were applied?
We did not. The question was there particulate matter in the brew tanks or in the spray rigs? Neither. We had no particulate matter. Those things actually brew fairly clean with the micron con of the mesh we had. Murph?
What was the depth of soil sampling for the soil microbial?
The depth of sampling for the soil microbial measurements was 10 centimeters. That would be the depth of our root zone in that sand system.
The surface down to
10? Surface down to 10, yeah, 10 centimeters.
We'll have to hold any other questions until the break.
Thanks very much.